last song was called Echo Chamber.
What? 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 And this one is. And this one is called Soul Sucker.
Off the new record. Soil in red, white, and blue. It's for people!
Let's see, we got one more?
Two more.
But this has been great. Sounds great in my ears, anyway. Great job by our engineer, Joel.
Yes.
Great job, Joel.
Yes. Is another oldie?
Say one.
Remember that one? Called Stop the World. Just stop it. Stop it.
New record. Would it be a fight for sight if I cut you black to white? If I cut you white to black, tell me, would you take it? Do you know what's going on? Do you sing another song? You can run, you can hide. I know you burn inside. Walls of crumbled statues fall. In the night you crave it all. Living with the Holy Ghost. Can you hear him call? Can you hear him call the call?
Church's creed, I sit and watch pretty babies bleed, but I can't
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you, Huck Two.
Everybody stay where they are.
We'll talk to them in a little bit. However, let's break into some more recorded tunes since you just heard some live tunes. Here's Choo Choo La Rouge. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
It's not easy to compare to all the things you got up in your head. Any measure I could spare can't match a vision of me that's not really there.
The I Want You with my favorite dive. Before that was Chaser 8. And before I go, they just released a music video for that. And I started that all off with Choo Choo LaRouge with Say It Twice from the remaster reissue of Wall to Wall. And we have some Huck 2 in here.
Yes,
say
you do.
Say hello.
Hey,
hello.
Phil.
What? Hello, world.
What? There's only three mics for four of you. Sorry about that.
Hello, am I over here? Can you hear me? Hello, Medford.
No, your voice carries. That's good. I mean, I'm about 2 feet from 2 feet away, and this is totally unprofessional. But you know, that's how it goes.
That's how it is when you're in a band. You learn to project.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I'm not sure that's true.
So when I saw that you were playing here, I thought it was going to be, you know, just Huck.
It's a different band.
And it is a different band. Yep. And I found it was a different band, and like there's no relation between the two of you.
No, but the odd thing is the Huck 2 came before Huck.
So you always had the 2 in your name?
We did, yes, as in Huck 2.
Okay.
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I call it. I strangely identify that with the last name Fleming. Thank you.
Oh,
Fleming.
Well done. What? Yes, right.
All it's fitting. Right. It fits. I wasn't going to say it, but you said it.
Yeah. Yes, exposing my childhood trauma live on the radio.
So that was from back in the 80s, actually, when we first started playing, late 80s. And that's the name we came up with.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
There was a little time between, like, the band originally, we broke up in 1991.
92, I think.
92.
Yeah.
And then we just got back together last year. So it was
I was going to ask about the history because you played a couple of your really old songs.
Yes.
Admittedly, really old songs. Yeah. And I was wondering what kind of history that was.
Yeah, well, we had gone, in our first iteration, we had gone in the studio back at the old Fort Apache a couple times and cut some demo tapes that had gotten... You know, it's gigs everywhere and airplay on other, you know, the big stations and, and college radio.
The big stations that don't exist anymore.
Don't exist anymore.
On the old radio. Yeah. Right.
And, all over college radio, too. So now we've gone back in the studio with this, new vision and, a slightly different lineup. You know, new drummer, Neil Reardon here. We're just in the studio at Woolly Mammoth Sound. With
yes, Woolly Mammoth is a great place.
It is. Dave's a genius. He sprinkled fairy dust all over the recording.
So what was the spark that got the whole thing back up and running again?
I don't remember. Harry Z and I went for a beer at up in Ipswich that time. We talked about it right before
at a
COVID.
Brewery, of course.
Right before COVID.
Yeah, we'd seen each other. I don't know, once or twice at shows around, like friends were playing, and we'd see each other and kind of go, hey, and then we decided, let's sit down and talk. And we went out for a couple of beers at what's the name of the brewery?
True North. We'll plug for True North.
I was going to say inadvertent advertising here.
Yeah.
And we decided that maybe we should get this going again, and then the pandemic happened.
Okay.
And then last year we did.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
So that leads me because I love talking to bands that have a history, especially here in Boston, and everything like that. And but meanwhile. There's this new thing that you have.
Oh yeah. So the game has changed.
So tell us about that.
Well, you mean like internet radio and all?
No. I'm talking Soylent Red. Soylent Red, White, and Blue. Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to talk about. The album was just hit.
All of the
Bandcamp and all the streaming services,
Spotify, Apple, iTunes.
Yeah. On the Tom and Mikey D. Of Bandcamp.
Bandcamp is a really good site. Yes. It's a really good business.
Don't shut down Bandcamp.
No, it's it's artists first.
Yes.
Artists first. That's their
priority.
We
love it.
Yep.
So we love it here.
10 songs we recorded at Woolly Mammoth. new songs and we did
one from back in the day that we never actually recorded the song Things I Need. We never actually recorded it back in the day,
right?
So we decided to record it this time.
Yeah, and that song's even more special now because Minahan does play slide guitar on it.
Very
so,
nice.
Yeah, so there's some interesting pyrotechnics.
I couldn't make it, so he filled in for me.
Right, Harry was absent, so.
He was working.
We didn't want to tell you this, Harry, but Dave's in, you're out.
I'm fine.
Yeah, does Dave know?
Dave most definitely does not know.
Nah, but so how did you arrive on that title of Soylent Red, White, and Blue? I mean, because we know what Soylent Green is made of.
Yeah.
So what is Soylent Red, White, and Blue made of?
I just think, this day and age, it makes a statement. We're kind of, in society today, we're kind of eating our own.
Okay.
There's no discourse. You can't politely talk about anything with anyone. It's vitriol, like it's one side or the other, and there's no in between. And so it turns to be a huge negative. And I just thought that play on the old Soylent Green with the Soylent Red, White, and Blue, Red, White, and Blue, given the fact that things are like they are, made sense. And if you listen to the lyrics of our songs, it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. The old Charlton Heston movie, Soylent Green.
And the records for people!
The records for people!
Soylent Red, White, and Blue. It's made of people.
All right, so we actually didn't hear you on that one. You're going to have to jump up to the mic for that
Soylent Red, White, and Blue. It's made out of people.
It's made for people.
Made for people.
By people, for people.
By people, for people.
For the people.
Right. No AI, right.
No AI.
Yeah.
Dave don't mess with AI, no. As far as I know.
A lot of Dave's magic, but no AI, right.
No. Nah, so what is... You mentioned a release party coming up, so tell us about that.
Yeah, Friday night at Kodo in Salem on Washington Street. We're playing with Kiev Kostik and Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight, and should be a lot of fun. It's a nice little restaurant / club.
Yeah, one of your own DJs on Mikey D, Destiny Costa, is hosting it, emceeing it.
Excellent. Yeah, yes, so. Destiny will be here in 2 weeks.
Right.
She hosts in 2 weeks. I don't know offhand who is playing, but I'll be plugging that in about 10-15 minutes anyway. But yeah, so she's emceeing.
She
okay.
is, yeah.
That's really good. We don't usually have one of our own emceeing shows like that. So that's
surprising.
Well, I get no offers. Hint!
What are you doing?
Okay,
Friday?
All right, yeah.
No, I'm just putting that out in the universe.
Yeah, she's been very supportive.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So what is next after, you just released the record yesterday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so you're playing this release party. What's for the future?
We're going back in the studio in January.
Seriously?
No.
Breaking news to everybody here.
We're taking a couple of months off because it's been a lot.
Okay.
Just a lot of time involved, mixing, mastering, whatever. And then we'll take a month off, and then we'll start booking shows after the holidays.
Okay.
For spring. So that's the plan. Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. So Soylent Red, White, and Blue, you can get it pretty much everywhere on the internets. It's hook2.bandcamp.com. That's where we like to grab our downloads.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And perhaps exchange cash money for them.
That would be nice.
Recoup.
Donate to the cause of rock and roll.
Donate to the cause.
Yep.
But you could also stream it. Is it on all of them?
It's on everything.
On everything.
Or it will be shortly. Some take a little longer than others, but it's going to be on everything.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in and playing with us, playing for us, playing by us. What? How's it go?
Do you want to play one of the tracks?
we could do that. Which track did you not play?
Things and Letter Home.
Things I Need and Things Letter Need. Home. Oh, yeah. So either one of those. Do play either one, whatever one you like.
All right, let's hit up Things I Need. And
thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Phil.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Joel.
Yes. Producer Joel.
Yeah, thanks to Joel. Yeah.
All right. Things I Need. Huck 2.
Cheers.
I realize I'm going to have to say Huck and almost that
you are Mr. Fleming.
That Jewish kind of Flemmy
kind of
Huck 2. All right, Things I Need from Soylent Red, White, and Blue, available everywhere. Enjoy. 91.5 WMMO.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
We'll be right back. outside puking. As I was slowly coming down, strutting in the morning, in my boxers through your house, and I'll move to Florida. Anything to sort it out, but I hate Florida. We never made it to Chinatown.
This love I found everyone. We'll sing and dance to my nature's song. Is this how it's supposed to be?
91.5 WMFO on the Tone, Mikey D. That is Milk Street out of Bangor, Maine. Song is called Chinatown. The latest record is called Vermont, but it's kind of spelled a little weird with the E as a 3 and what was it, the O as a 0, and you know how Vermont is spelled. What can you do? But anyway, you've been listening on the Tone of Mikey D. Thank you again to Huck 2 for performing and chatting and all of that stuff, and I hope you tune in next week because Lils will be here and Beyond Gravity will be performing for you live. So it's going to be live music, recorded music, local music, great music. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you tune in next week. I'll be back next year. Hard to believe there's only
what is it, 25 days left in 2023? I don't know about you, but I mean, it's been a great year for the music, but everything else has kind of been, Anyway, I hope you enjoy everything that comes here from WMFO. I'm going to leave you with some brand new stuff. And it's from a longtime friend of the show and of WMFO. She's been very, very good to us. I'm talking about Linnea and Linnea's Garden. They have a new EP called Mirrors. And I'm going to play a track from it. I hope you enjoy it. I will see you next time. This song is called Come Back. 91.5 WMFO.
Sewing a stitch in my right, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness way. Last calls and long after strain, enthrall and nothing all the worse. Home. Of course I misspoke, shining me.